Born in Chicago 41 years ago and raised in Jackson, Tennessee, Gill moved to New York City at the age of 17. It was there that he first made his mark as a poet and a songwriter. From the very start, his songs had clear political content, and through the 70s and the 80s, his records constantly proclaimed his radical beliefs. We caught up with Gill and his band at London's Town and Country Club, and that's where we cross now for the live music of Gill Scott-Heron and the Amnesia Express.
So, everybody. How y'all doing? It's a song about nuclear power, about safety or lack of safety of nuclear power. There's an organization called Muse that may be reforming soon, the Musicians United for Safe Energy. This is a song that we contributed to their first album, which was called No Nukes. It stands out on the highway like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions. They say, what's that? They ask their mothers as they ride. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. And how would we ever get over Please welcome Brother Larry McDonald to the stage, please. King of Sunshine on percussion. And just 30 miles from Detroit, they built a giant power station. And it ticks each night as the city sleeps. Maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. And how would we ever get over, losing our minds? Please welcome Miss Kim Jordan on the keyboards, please. Check it in. Hey, Brady on the guitar, Vernon James on the saxophone and the flutes. Rodney Young's on the drums, Robert Gordon, the Secretary of Entertainment on the bass. The sheriff of Monroe County has shown up disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you? I mean, if she was still alive. Well, when it comes to people's safety, money, it really wins out every time. And we almost lost each other this time. Yeah, this time. And I will never get your man.
Someone can always fix things back at home. Yeah, you wanna go home, but everybody says, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it, you can't go home again. Can't go home. Can't go home. Yeah, don't want them to see me this way. Freedom said, you can quit it, you can quit it, you can quit it, you can't go home again. Yeah, say it, kid, quit it, kid, quit it, kid, quit it, kid, can't go home again. Say you gotta kid. Yeah, you gotta quit it. You got to stay now. Hey, you got to stay now. Hey, say kid, quit, kid, quit, kid, quit, kid, can't go home again. I know they're telling me to kid. We'll be right back. it's all right. Thank you, appreciate it. Thank you. The left-handed gun with your guitar player, but the eighth baby. And in what is known as the background sometimes, but definitely the foreground when soloing. Keyboards and vocals, this is Sister Kim Jordan. Take it easy. The Secretary of Entertainment on bass, Brother Robert Gordon, the soul of the unusual express. Now, for a long time, I've been introducing the brother as the Secretary of Entertainment without challenge. And all of a sudden, we put it on an album cover. And folks have started to ask us whether or not there is actually a Secretary of Entertainment. Now, we've been trying to explain to them the best way we could, that in every life, in every organization, in every institution or society, there should always be someone in charge of the entertainment. The Secretary of Entertainment does not just throw parties or does not just summon folks for social gatherings. He actually controls the vibrosphere. Haven't had your vibrosphere controlled in a while, have you? Brother Rob, you see, is responsible for that rare space. The place where vibrations and atmosphere combine to make it possible to have a good time. You see, you can't just have a good time anytime you want to have a good time. If you could do that, you would have a good time all the time. But there are only certain situations, and you may not have grasped how they come about, how often they come about, or what the circumstances are. It is when the vibrosphere is correct. This is when your best times come about. You see, your number one mission, should you choose to accept it here while you are here with us, is to enjoy yourself. Now, we know this doesn't sound very yuppie, doesn't sound very unselfish, doesn't sound very altruistic, but enjoying yourself, that's your job. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. You may do what you can to help other people enjoy themselves, but when you enjoy someone else, it is called a bonus. In other words, you may not enjoy another thing that's happening in here this evening, but you can enjoy yourself. You can guarantee just what you told yourself when you left home this evening. You say, I'm going out to enjoy myself. But everything is still on schedule, you see. Brother Rob is responsible for the vibrosphere, the vibrations and the chemistry and the possibilities for you to enjoy yourself. This is what happens at the best of the parties. Brother Rob used to give parties and all up and down the East Coast. I'm saying from Maine to Miami, folks started to hear about our gatherings and they would see me on the street. Sometimes they say, well, hey, Gil, got to be there. 'Cause I heard what you did, so much fun, got to be there. I want you there, and they're gonna hang out all night, got to be there. All you gotta do is call me or write me, but get someone to tell me that I can be there. You see, Brother Rob always gave the best parties. There was no doubt about it in our neighborhood and in many neighborhoods. But one night it happened. Brother Rob and I got back to the party about 11:30. And sure enough, even though it was our house, we could not get in. There were too many folks at the party. The party had gained too much popularity and notoriety. From that point on, Brother Rob said, I'm going to make out invitations. We're going to keep this down to a roar. We're going to keep folks in here. The invitation read something like this. Say, Brother Robert G is the man to see about the RSVP and wanna party. Say, come on. Hey, Brother Robert G is the man to see about the RSVP and wanna party. Well, say, 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 say. My personal feeling that the reason Brother Rob's parties were so successful was because they were called BYOT. That meant bring your own thing. In other words, if you like to drink, bring something to drink. You like to smoke, bring something to smoke. You like men, women, both of them, bring them. So, all right, this is going to be you enjoying yourself, you see. You see, there's no way to actually tell someone to make themselves at home unless you assure them that whatever it is that they enjoy at home, they can bring with them to the party. So when we said make yourself at home, just do what you can. After all, the complaint department is closed. You got to bring what you need. There was only one thing not allowed at the party. It was called AD. AD, known better as AD. You see what I'm saying? The outlaw, the chemical, the not so hip, the death of the party, the uncool. You see, Brother Rob and I, we took a look at that and said, hey, folks can enjoy themselves, but this seems to block other folks enjoying themselves. You see, we can't let nobody step in nobody else's space. So down in the lower right-hand corner of the invitation, there was a note about AD. It said something like this. Say, Robert G is the man to see about the RSVP and want a party, but no AD. Say, Robert G is the man to see about the RSVP and want a party, but no AD. But most of the time at our party, you hear, na 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 na. I'm saying there was a song everybody used to sing when they got to the house. But like, na 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 na. Woo! Everybody got together, sang na na na. Na 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 na. Woo! Let you have a good time, na 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 na. Na 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 na. Woo! Everybody say na 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 na. Na na na. Woo! Wanna have fun, na 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 na. Na 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 na. Woo! You see, we set our parties up so that like different sorts of people could come together and enjoy themselves. As a matter of fact, that was a part of the party when we told everybody to sit down. And then we just talked to the young ladies who seemed to be the most reluctant to go out and say things. We say, look here, young lady, the next hour of the party is dedicated to folks like you.
all you gotta do is get yourself together. If you see a brother out there that you like to enjoy yourself to, introduce yourself with him. This is what you wanna do. Say na 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 na. Good evening, brother. Wanna have a good time? Na 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 na. Been watching you a little while. Won't you dance? Na na na.
Na na na.
Cause everybody hanging out. Na 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 na. Woo! See a little bit of icebreaker. We tell the brothers. We wanna say good evening to the women. Shake your head, take it out and dance. Talk a little while. Na 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 na. Woo! Get yourself off the wall. Woo! Na na na.
Na 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 na.
Woo! Ain't nothing really happened in the corner. Na 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 na.
Na na na.
Woo! Take good evening to the lady. Na 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 na. Quite naturally, we did not want AD to pick up this kind of vibe, you see. And this is why AD was not welcome at the party. You see, AD is like well, the best way to describe it is to say, like, you know, there's some, you know, like, you know, like some, you know, you know, you, some, you know, like, you see, well, you know, I mean, it's kind of, it's not that easy to describe, simply because, I mean, I know you know, you just say AD, you know what I mean? I don't mean nothing, so, you mean, trying to say to somebody or something, you know, no, the best way, you know, age of dust, that's what they call it, you see, you take the equipment, come with yourself, you know, you just speak it on something, and then you go, you know, I mean, like, to say, it's right on the tip of my tongue, is what I'm saying. You know, the best way to, you know, like, make sure you understand. Me. That is, say, somebody said that smoking does. It don't mean nobody no good, no bad, said it does. It might seem like it's just one more time, but down some dead end street, there ain't no turning back. Turn it away, turn it away. Ain't no turning no dust. And I ain't trying to run your night, believe me, dust. You mess with it longer, but it's sure nothing wrong. Now some dead end street, there ain't no turning back, to back, to back, or away.
Robert Gordon on the bass, Angel Dust with the good vocals. Thank you. It might in fact seem contradictory to try and sing songs about the things that are really happening in the world and really mean something, and still want folks to have an optimistic point of view. But we believe that the more things we know about what's going on, the more we can affect them. And the more folks like us affect them, the better they'll be. We did a song a long time ago about what we were looking for and what we were working for. The answer came on an album called Secrets. The song was called Better Days Ahead.
It's time to gather all the things we need to fly to better days ahead. It's just a wave goodbye. We better things to do now, you and I. There's better days ahead. Just take my hand. You're the one I need to understand.
stand for better days ahead. With you I can stand, long as you respect me as your man. There's better days ahead. And now it's time to gather all the things we'll need to fly. There's better days ahead. Just wave goodbye. We've better things to do now, you and I. There's better days ahead. Just take my hand. You're the one I need to understand. For better days ahead. And with you I can stand.
gather all the things we need to fly. There's better days ahead. I want you to wave goodbye. We better things to do now, you and I. There's better days ahead. Just take my hand. You're the one I need to understand. For better days ahead. Yes, and with you I can stand. Long as you respect me as your man. There's better days ahead.
Before we do this next song, which is a very important song for us, let me say that the time in which we are living is the most important time. It is a time of history. Like the things that we are living through now and watching as headlines are the things that our kids and their kids will study about in their books, and we will be able to tell them from firsthand experience how those times were. Referring back to less than a month ago with the release of Brother Nelson Mandela from the prisons of Southern Africa, a certain turning point in the struggle of Southern Africa, the sanctioning of the ANC, the people's revolutions in different parts of Eastern Europe, we're living in a most important time. The first time we ever did this song, there were five nations in Southern Africa that were looking for independence. They were Angola, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Namibia, and Azania, with Namibia already negotiating for its independence, and the Independence Day or the Liberation Day already passed. And with the new possibilities of peace as well as freedom in Southern Africa, we have a lot to be happy about, a lot to celebrate. Now, if everybody's ready, we're going to do this song here. When we say, "What's the word?" we want everybody to join us and say Johannesburg. Hopefully by the time we get a chance to sing this song for you too many more times, this will be a song about the struggle that was rather than the struggle that's going on. In the meantime, when we say "What's the word?" we want everybody to join us. Is everybody ready? Everybody ready? One, two, and you know what to do. What's the word? I dislike phrases like bitter disappointment. But that's certainly one of the phrases that sprung to mind as I did a brief review in my mind of the circumstances that brought us to the edge of that song. I remember quite distinctly saying that we were going to say, "What's the word?" running a little late, aren't you, mate? That's when shit seemed to fall apart, if you pardon my expression. Right at the point when y'all was going to... See, now, I did not hear anyone say, no, I'm not ready. This is what motivated me to continue. Thanks to the wonders of technology and the miracles of instant replay, however, we have an opportunity to make up for past offenses if everyone is in fact ready. I know a lot of people sitting out there saying, damn, I didn't know it'd come up that quick. Is everybody ready? One, two, and you know what to do. Messed up the word, you see, I needed your help. We don't know for sure, because the news we get is unreliable, man. Yes, I hate it when the blood stops flowing, but I'm glad she resisted to go ahead. Somebody say, what's the word? Tell me what we're happy, about your head and bang. Somebody say, what's the word? Second version, that's the one I said. They may not know for sure that they need to know. We're on their side full time. And yeah, now, sometimes just to break misunderstanding. Yeah, but if you do with my heart, I'm demanding. Somebody say, what's the way? Tell me what have you heard? Bounce your head and bang. A lot of people talking, they say, what I want to hear, what's the way? Hey, 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 hold your head up, and I know that they're struggling over there. That ain't gonna free me, not entirely. Yeah, but we've all got to be struggling. Check if we wanna be free. Don't you wanna be free, free, free,
what's the word? Somebody.
Gil Scott-Heron and the Amnesia Express, recorded live at London's Town and Country Club.